Well, as I mentioned earlier, a vast swathe of Italy's north has been locked down overnight, with a total of 16 million people now in quarantine across the nation. And major tourist attractions are being forced to close their doors as the country tries to contain the outbreak that has already killed around 360 people. Claudia Long has this report.
In the Vatican City, not even God can stand in the way of Italy's coronavirus outbreak. Pope Francis says he's feeling caged by the disease's spread as he was forced to deliver his Sunday blessing via live stream yesterday rather than from a window in St. Peter's Square.
I am close in prayer to the people who are suffering because of the current coronavirus epidemic, as well as to all those who are taking care of them.
His address still saw a few hundred worshippers gather in the city's main square to watch him on four big screens. It's an area that normally fills with thousands, with the city itself one of the most famous tourist attractions in the world. But as of today, key sites will be closed in a bid to contain the spread of the virus. Across the country, schools, gyms, museums, nightclubs and other venues will all close, with bars and restaurants still allowed to remain open, as long as owners can keep a 1 metre distance among their customers. And in Rome, visitors like American tourist Jeffrey Bernstein are being left disappointed by the closures.
We're very excited to come here because we heard about this very special exhibit. But we also heard yesterday that museums would be closing for the coronavirus.
But for many residents in the north of Italy, tourist attractions shutting their doors hardly compares to the lockdown of the entire region of Lombardy.
There will be a ban for everybody to move in and out of these territories and also within the same territory. Exceptions will be allowed only for proven professional needs, exceptional cases and health issues.
Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says the government has little option but to lock down the northern region that's home to 16 million people. That's more than the populations of New South Wales and Queensland combined.
Now we have restrictive measures for a much wider area because it wasn't making any sense to seal off small red zones while the infections have spread all over Lombardy and in the provinces we listed.
The lockdown of the region will leave its residents unable to go in or out of the red zone without special permission, and visitors from the south of the country will be forced to remain in the area. The lockdown encompasses major economic centres like Milan and Venice. South of the lockdown in Rome, residents like Daniela think the government is making the right decision.
I surely agree this virus needs to be limited because the epidemic is spreading too quickly. So in my opinion, these measures are correct. I surely agree, even if it will create some difficulties for us because social life has changed a lot.
Rome resident Daniela, that report by Claudia Long.